Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Yeah, we're back on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Day after the Phillies get back on the winning track. Ike, how we doing, brother?
Doing pretty good, brother Spike. Listen, much needed win last night. I mean, quite frankly, just for myself. I can't speak for everyone else.
It was a must win.
Must needed win.
It was a must win.
Last night. I think you might have said that yesterday.
I did. That. Yeah, it felt like it was a must win.
So good job by the good guys last night, Brother Spike. I'm feeling good. It's a Wednesday. We are what are we, 8 days outside of the Eagles, adding new family members.
Yes, sir.
To the squad.
Yes,
happy
sir.
Happy about that. Jackie Baseball. Listen. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Bomer, good at bat last night.
Guys like to be stroked.
And then Bryce.
Yeah!
Come on, MB3! MB3 last night. Holla at your boy!
But I was told it was the bat. The blue bat. Not serious about the game.
Did he hit a home run with the blue bat? Or did he strike out with the blue bat?
It was one at bat.
All right.
A beautiful moment for him and his family.
All right. Yes, I'm sure.
I assume we're going to leave the show talking about the Phillies are back, or everyone's done complaining.
Including you, who proclaimed them dead yesterday? You did.
You guys are all haters.
You're the hater. You're the hater.
Well, let me just throw out there.
Yeah.
Not over yet. We're not completely out of the woods yet.
We're just not throwing a tantrum.
Yes. No.
Well, it's a big day. Mike Mayock joins us at 4 o'clock. The return of Larry Anderson to the WIP afternoon show at 3 o'clock. L.A. joins us.
Love it.
The new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings at 4:30, and it's Wednesday, so 3:30, Flyers and 50 with Broads. But we start off with something. We got Broads today.
Yeah.
But we start off with something the most important, and that is us. If there is one thing that this show talks about the most, it is the show itself. And today, April 16th, is the one-year anniversary of this iteration of the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike's name first, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We have been here 1 year. So that we've been sharing shows with you for 1 year. So today, and we're going to do this first, but we'll need it from you, 215-592-9494. We want an honest grade from you of the show so far. Grade A through F, you can use pluses and minuses, but a grade of the WIP afternoon show. And we look, if it's a low grade, it's a low grade. We'll take it. We'll take our medicine
if necessary.
And we'll
take constructive criticism.
We will take constructive criticism. I will only take small bits of constructive criticism, but I will take constructive criticism. Yeah, so what you like, what you don't like, but ultimately we need a grade at 215-592-9494. Name.
Oh, we're starting with me.
Well, your name's first.
Your name's first on the show.
Station.
He's happy you're starting with me.
Yeah.
Well, it's usually me.
Oh, man. So I got to get us going here.
Yeah. Give us a grade.
So I'll say this.
Yeah.
In a year's time, do I need to give my explanation for my grade
first
or afterwards?
So
here's what I'll give a grade first.
Give the grade first.
I'm going to give a B+.
Okay.
I'll give us a B+.
Fair.
I think, was not easy making that transition, you know, going from Johnny Marks and doing a show that everybody had become accustomed to listening to, and really with not much warning there on the outside. In other words, it's not like people saw
right.
the change coming. There was no discourse here amongst us as hosts. Jack, I, Marks, we all got along.
Right.
You know, his decision to leave didn't have anything to do with Jack or myself or the standing of the show. We were doing a very good job. So I think making that transition, having you come in, and here's the thing, having you come in and really have the pressure of keeping the show going the way it was going, and then having your own expectation of raising the bar in the show to where it was while trying to implement your sort of imprint on the show and all of us sort of coexisting in this space, which we had never done on air for people to listen to us 4 hours a day. Not an easy transition. That being said, and in fear of going to being long-winded, I think we've done a great job of being able to do that. It hasn't been necessarily seamless, but it certainly hasn't had the pitfalls that one would expect. You know, there's a genuine friendship here and a camaraderie here amongst us, and we got a lot of respect for each other that I think that allowed us to get through rough patches at times over the last year and allowed you to get comfortable in the role that you're in as far as driving the show. So I say a B+ because I know we still have room to grow and become an even better show. We're just getting started.
Best is yet to
yeah,
come,
sure. We're just getting started. So, but I do want to at least acknowledge the fact that what we've done in the last year and being where we are isn't necessarily easy to do. So I'll give it a B+.
Okay, good. A good grade, a solid okay. grade, a solid grade. B+.
Right.
Now today, again, today is the 1 year anniversary of the WIP Afternoon Show. We're asking you to grade us on the show. You know, Jack, why don't I go to you second? Because
okay.
it was a, you know, Ike mentioned the transition from John Marks to me, but there was a period in which you were leading the show for a while, yep. and then I stabbed you in the back, and I took over the show, and mm-hmm. you moved to the third name.
I intentionally overlooked that and
yes.
blew right by.
Well, you know, I got to get it out there. You know, Eminem, 8 Mile, you know, say all the stuff they're going to say about you before they say
they,
it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jack, why don't you give your grade for the WIP Afternoon Show
Stop
so far
answering
after 1 year?
The phones and lock in on the show.
So I would say, obviously, the 4 months I hosted, I would give a solid A.
Right.
To yes. A+.
Yep.
A
yep. Well, you were number one without me.
Huge downgrade.
Yeah.
Ones. That's what everyone on Twitter tells me.
Yep.
And my mom.
Yep.
But no, I would say, listen, we're not big pat ourselves on the back, guys. You know, we would never open a show talking about ourselves.
No.
And I don't want to give an A because yep. I think that would be like
it'd be a Jack Fritz thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Already an A.
No, don't have to do anything harder.
Yeah. I don't think we can be an A till there's a 2-0.
Yes. We have a goal.
Yeah.
We have a specific
for
goal.
So I'll give it a B+. Like
okay.
we're just below an A.
All right.
And really because I just think that there's so many. There's such a little bits that I love. I love the segments.
Yep.
And once we deal with the quarterback,
yeah,
we'll really get it up to an A.
Right.
But I'm going to give us a solid B+.
There you go.
And I can't believe it's been a year. It really has felt like it's been a year and a half. I feel like it's been like it's been actually a long
I think
year.
The time has been dragging along.
But
like,
not in a negative.
Mean?
It's not yeah. not dragging.
It's just a lot has happened.
Exactly. Right. It's
okay.
been a big year.
Yeah.
We top 11. We had Mount Rushmore week. Like, there's been a lot.
We've
a
done
lot
a
of
lot.
Stuff.
We've done more in 1 year than we did in 5 years.
Well, we even had the Jack Fritz EAGLES chant at the Phillies game.
Yeah.
Seems like it was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And the Eagles season itself seems like it was 4 years because it seemed like four different seasons.
Yep.
So I guess it's my turn to give a grade for the WIP Afternoon Show. So, you know, as you said, the transition of there was so I was terrified, to be quite honest with you. When Rod brought it up to me and I thought about it, I was like, well, that sounds like it would be fun. And he seemed pretty confident I would be able to do it. I was not that confident I could do it. I mean, I wanted to do it.
Right.
But I did the afternoon show with Josh for a while. But I was the Jack, really, as mm-hmm. the third voice in that. So I never, like, led a show. And then the pressure of the show already being number one. You know, when I took over WIP as program director, I was sort of lucky in that we weren't in great shape at the moment. We had great pieces and all that stuff, but yeah. It's like when you take over and you're not doing so good, there's less pressure than when you take over and things are going well. That said, I've actually had the time of my life. I'll get to the grade in a second, but this year I've had a lot of great jobs. I've been blessed for a lot of great jobs. The WYSP jobs, the Chicago job, the program director of WIP, program director of WFAN. I've had enough jobs for an entire career. This year has been the most fun I've ever had doing radio. This has been like excellent. And you guys giving me the easy sort of landing, you know, of already having structure that I can work within, and then me trying to figure out how I fit into it. I've had, my wife can tell you, anybody in my personal life can tell you, this has been outrageously fun, and I can't wait for what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give us a B. Now, okay. I think the show is the best show. I think we're the best show in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And I'm giving us a B only because I'm always hard on myself. Like, I think, because I see what we can do. I see what we've done in a year, and I see what we can do. So I am just thinking of the room to grow. I'm just leaving us a lot more room to get even better.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, I didn't think... There's no way I thought the show could have been as fun as it is and having as good a time as I have. And we are going to, I'm going to give you that 10 years, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, you made me promise the 10 years before. That was your only request.
Yeah.
You said, if you do this, you can't scamper in 2 years or 3 years.
Right.
You got to get me to 60.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to do. And then when you hit there, Jack and I are going to convince you to stay longer and you're not going to be able to leave.
Well, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Fritz can't wait till he's in this seat over here.
10 years?
Fritz is hoping I scamper.
You guys made the 10-year pact. Yeah,
one
yeah.
of us had to get out of here.
Yeah. It seems like that was an A-B conversation.
Well,
I had to see my way out
I'll stay another 10 years just so you will stay back here.
Just stay back here. Yep.
I'll never forget looking Jack. Jack and I had lunch after it got announced in New Hope. Remember, some guy recognized us.
I know. New Hope. He's probably wondering what was happening.
Yeah, while you had one single tear dripping down your face.
So I wasn't, because I don't think I totally grasped it.
What was happening?
At the current time.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yep.
And then it set in, and I was like, this sucks. No, I'm just kidding.
I remember when I got the text from you, when you had found out, I was having lunch with the great John Sterling in New York, the Yankees announcer.
Name dropping?
Well, nobody here cares about John, but I went to the bathroom, and I just saw, like, I think the text was something to the effect of you, Emmer, Effer, or something like that from Jack.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But I love you guys. I'm having the time of my life, and from the time I'm having, A+. Couldn't have had more fun than I could ever have.
And you're finally moving down here.
And I'm finally moving down here.
Well, it took you a year.
Yes. It took you a year.
I told Lakin, give me a year. I need a year to be able to get down.
So April 16th is our anniversary.
April 16th is our anniversary.
Ah, okay, I can remember this moving forward.
Yes, April 16th is our anniversary.
I didn't notice until I came in today.
It was easy for me to remember because it is my dog's birthday.
There you go.
So,
look at that. April 16th is a big day for you.
It is a big day.
Because you really like your dog.
I really do like my dog, yes. So we also have a next question today. It's somebody else's birthday today. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Ike's favorite player. He thinks he's so skilled, doesn't think he has a cheating shot at all.
Listen. Pulled out the greatest trick in the history of basketball.
Yep. No rules to stop it either. No rules to stop it. He is 78 years old. And Kareem is famous for the goggles and headband, really. Yep. So our next question today, in addition to you giving us a grade for the first year of the WIP Afternoon Show, is give us a famous accessory. Something that somebody has that is an accessory. Jack, do you want to give us a famous accessory?
So the Masters were on Sunday.
Yep. Ooh.
Seen a lot of throwback videos of our guy, old Tiger. How about the Sunday red?
Ooh.
Wow. That's how you know he's on the prowl. Come on, man.
I like it.
Come on, man. I miss old Tiger.
That is a signature look, too.
Yeah.
Do you know about that?
No. So what is the accessory?
He would always wear red on Sunday because it meant he was out for the kill.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
so the only time he would wear red, the red shirt is on
Sundays.
Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that was
his signature look.
Okay.
Not a bad answer.
That was a great answer. He's starting year two the right way.
Yeah. I'm glad you're finally joining in.
I was going to say OJ's glove. But you guys said
it wasn't his. It didn't fit. I don't think you're aware. It wasn't his glove. Ike, famous accessory.
I like how y'all just shoehorned that joke into.
Well, he did it.
I know, but you went right along.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Just speaking of gloves,
yep.
as I move us along here,
yep.
I'm going MJ's glove. And I go Michael's.
One of the dude, yeah. kids our age, we all had it. Did you have a glove?
Are you kidding? What? Yes. yes.
Did you have the make your own glove kit where you put the sequins on the white glove?
I did not. I know exactly what you're talking yes. about, though. Yes. Yeah, I did not. No, I had the...
Oh no! Here we go. I had the rich kid one. Yep.
No, but
oh, okay,
you probably did.
Yours were stones.
I had my grandmother's glove.
Okay,
right here. She had
all
the
right.
rhinestones on
okay.
her glove.
There
yeah.
you go. I had a tape gravel to a mitten.
I did think about that as soon as yep. I was thinking. I
knew what was coming. Yep. Well, as soon as I said it, I was like, "Of course, I had the kit." It didn't look anything like his glove,
yeah,
by the way.
You had it all.
I had it all. I had it all. Yeah. We had Michael Jackson come to the house and show me how to glue the sequins onto the glove. Mine is music as well.
Yeah.
It is Slash's top hat. Slash, the guitar player from Guns
yes.
N' Roses. Famous hat with the buckles on it.
Sure.
Pulled down over his eyes. A famous accessory. All right. It is the
yes,
1 year anniversary of the WIP Afternoon Show. We're asking for your grade and your constructive criticism to how we can get to an A if you don't give us an A. Starting us off, a guy who always gets an A as a leadoff hitter. That is Corey from Columbus.
Hey. Hey man, hey this show like the Golden State Warriors, you know what I'm saying? Like they was always a good team, you know. You got Ike, Steph Curry, you know what I'm saying? You got Klay Thompson, you know, in the producer booth, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, Fritz gets Klay Thompson,
one of the best shooters of all time.
Hey, you got the angry guy that always want to fight people with Draymond Green.
Give me Draymond.
I'm yes. Draymond,
hey, just like Jalen was.
What?
Hey, but guess what? Yeah. Guess what? When y'all made me, you know, the leadoff hitter, you know, to keep people in check, y'all added KD to the team. You know
oh,
what I'm
saying?
All we do is win championships. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all was already a good team, but, you know, y'all needed – because, you know, the fans rely on me because, you know, you hang up on Chuck. You don't want to go back and forth with OG. They know we got that mutual respect, you know?
We do.
You know, so they know we go back and forth, but sometimes, you know, I gotta put you in your spot. So, you know, A++, you know what I'm saying? Because it's the best show on WIP, the best show from 2 to 6 in the nation, in the world. Hey, is it worldly influence? Because I know somebody who is.
We'll get to that. Wait till 2:30 for that.
This is an influence. A lot of influencing going on. Hey, I'm foreshadowing. You know, not the best in the city, the best in the world. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ain't a lot of those shows.
Not even top 1,000.
And you know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of those shows. So I'm saying this is an A++ show because we influence other people. You know, Spike went to New York. What he do? Cinco de Five-O and all that. Y'all taking what we did here. Jack, what he doing with the top 5 and 5. You know, because we put stuff out there as a group and people steal from us. You know,
we
all
do.
Of a sudden now everybody doing Mount Rushmores. One day, and I love you, Ohio guy, but you know, they weren't doing no Mount Rushmores and all that. So we start doing that on the afternoon show. You know, we influence. You know, a lot of influencing going on in this world today, and not a lot of people can do that at a high level.
Michael Jordan, top 100 influencer.
Hey, when you get I don't throw the name Michael Jordan around easily. When you get a name like that as your nickname, that means you influence a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about influencing people. Y'all might know something I don't know. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But we the Golden State Warriors.
I love
radio talk.
I love it.
Except, hey, man,
wait a minute. Does that mean that you leave for some show in the middle of nowhere? Are you leaving for New York?
That's
after?
A good question.
I ain't going nowhere, yo.
Okay.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, but look, my accessory, I got to give y'all. Hey, when Richard Rip Hamilton wore that face mask, a lot of people wore it.
That's nice.
A good one.
That's a good one.
Like him.
Yeah.
They ain't do it like him. He was the face mask. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he literally kept it after his nose wasn't right. broke anymore. Like,
yep.
he just kept wearing
That's
it. Yeah.
You knew who he was.
Yeah.
That's how you found him on the court. You know?
Yep.
All right.
I highlight y'all.
All right, Corey.
All right, man. And Corey, just before you go. No, it's all good.
Okay.
Spike already, you know.
It's even better.
Hang up on Corey.
KD, it's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
I'll give you Kevon Looney.
What about Sean Livingston?
Kevon Looney you gave him? Sean Livingston.
Well, I mean, Kevon Looney has been there for all the titles.
What about Iguodala? I mean, even...
Okay. You want to give it to Iggy?
Like, Elliot could be Durant. When he does the Tuesdays with Elliot.
Because Elliott has Durant.
But then he jumps in and out. I don't know.
That might be a little too much credit. I might pump his head up. You giving Elliott Kevin Durant.
Maybe it's when they brought in Chris Paul for the year.
Well, but don't forget, Kevin Durant replaced by Harrison. They won a championship with Harrison Barnes. They won a championship with Andrew Wiggins. So Elliott, stay aware.
And now we have only okay Andrew Wiggins.
Yes, now we have only okay. And, Corey touched on something. One thing that I wasn't aware of that I really enjoy, the little community we have. Not little, but you know what I mean. Like the caller's part of everything.
Yes.
It's not our show, us three. It's our show, all of us.
Yes.
And that has been a fun part too. All right, 215-592-9494. 1 year anniversary of the WIP afternoon show. You can grade us. Also constructive criticism. Yoshi in Brewerytown, you're on WIP.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
My man Strike, Big Ike, thank you, baby. What's poppin'?
I know it's not 4:30 like when you usually call. It's 2:19, but we can't have that delay, Yoshi.
Yeah, come on. We're better than we fixed that, didn't we?
No, we did. But I was in a room at my job that echoes. So I was running out of the room.
There you go.
I'm okay. Slightly out of breath. I don't run. I lift weights.
Okay.
Come on, man.
All right.
Out of 50 years old.
Let me take some breath. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to give this show an A.
All right. I'll take it. I'll take the A.
Boy, and let me talk.
Okay. Sorry. I just...
No, he's talking about Fritz.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, Yosh. Go ahead, Yosh. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to get a show an A because
it's like Daryl Morey.
The show kept on popping, and it's still popping, even when Spike came in. Like, until you said a year today, it felt like Spike been on this show for like 5 years, man. Like, we just been going and going and going. I'm going to give it an A because I thought Spike wasn't going to like me because I'd be all over the place talking about, you know, the girls and this and that. He loved me. He be DMing me on the side, talking about, yo, what I need to do to get my chest like yours and my arms like. Like,
well,
the show gets an A.
All right.
Spike has elevated your game. Spike has elevated your game, Jack. You know,
yeah,
you
want to
come at me from the gate, I'm going to put it on. Spike has elevated your game. I thought the show was going to fall off when it was just Fritz and Ike. But then Spike came in and elevated the show.
Wow.
Right, Spike? Spike, Spike? That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get a show. Hey, I love this show, man. The community is great. What's the name? Like, it's just a blessing to be part of this program. I mean, y'all are the best show, hands down. Hands down. Everybody I come in contact with, they complain about everybody else. I mean, WIP is great, period. But they complain about the other guys, but they love this show.
All right, is there anything that we could do differently? Show, what would you like to see us do differently?
Yeah, to get better.
To get better?
Yeah.
Don't let Jet talk as much.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
Jack, since you're coming at me early today,
I just want you to lock in, Yoshi. You know, everyone gets so tight when I come at them.
Yeah, I am locked in. You know what? You know why I'm locked in?
I'm going to start calling you Daryl Morey.
Before y'all start talking about this, no, call me what's the Love Beyonce Haynes commercial, because I'm going to tell you right now, watching the Golden State game the other night, Corey made me think about it. They played that daggone pool commercial so many times. Y'all see one in that pool hall with them jeans on? I'm going to tell you right now. When she went over and she about to break, the daggone, I'm going to say Beyonce got it going. I don't know. Timothy.
Oh, man. It's only 2:20.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. So what? You got to get it early, Ike. Just like I tell my wife, I got to get it early because I need to be in bed by 9 o'clock.
Guys like to be stroked.
Did I go there? You know, hey, man, and look, I'm going to tell you right now. You want Selma Hayek is a bad woman, too. I was looking at that song the other day.
Yeah, there it is.
And when she came out, hold on, man. Let me finish. Jack wanted me to lock in, so I'm locked in. I'm locked in. I want to talk about the stuff I looked at. Dang. Come on, man. Dang. Messing me up, man. I just wanted to talk about Beyonce Barnes and all that good stuff. And Selma Hayek.
Oh, man.
I was looking at a movie the other night called Everly, and she was shooting guns in a panties. All right. Check it out. It's on Prime.
What?
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, check it out.
Like it, yeah, so why do I get pulled into this?
Well, Yosh, do you have somebody?
Jack is a butt man.
Why are you still out of breath? It's been a 6-minute phone call.
Because he's a weightlifter, not a runner. You know? He's not used to running around like that.
Oh, man.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Y'all check this out. Sean, come back here and get this order because I'm talking to my guys on the radio. I'm pulling this order. I'm being a boss right
now. Could you give us a famous accessory?
Michael Jordan's earring.
that's a good one. That's like a good one. Thank you for the call, Yosh. That is a good one. I hadn't thought of that one.
Jordan's earring?
Yeah. Did you ever have an earring?
Oh, yeah.
You did it?
I had both ears pierced.
Yeah, I had both several times.
I think they are still there. I think the holes are still there.
Yeah, you can still see. You normally, when you get your ears pierced, even if they close up, you can still see it.
Have not worn earrings since I retired, 07.
Okay.
When I retired in 07, I retired the earrings.
So I had a bunch of earrings, and I had two in the eyebrow.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And when I started dating Val, and I didn't want them for like 2 years. I just didn't know what to do. And I said, would it be okay if I got rid of these? And she's like, would it be okay?
Yeah, please.
It's way over.
You're trying to say something for years.
That was probably 2011. I kept them until 2011.
Yeah, you know, I got to the mid-30s, and I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Now I'm the old dude trying to stay young.
Yes. Well, I'm still that.
Yeah. This might surprise you.
Yeah.
No piercings.
Yeah, not
surprising. No, that is not surprising. No piercings, no tattoos, no anything.
Nah. No interest. Same haircut since I was came out of the womb, basically.
We got to get you a tattoo.
Nah, never.
Yeah, come on, can't do it.
Too white.
The first time I got my ear pierced when I was like 15.
Yeah.
A cube of ice and a safety pin.
Oh, you did the home one. Yeah.
And put a piece of thread through the ear.
Through there. Yeah.
Through the ear.
But that's all they really do anyway.
That might have been the dumbest thing I ever done in my life. As a matter of fact,
Wait, did you do it? One of my dumb brothers
and maybe a friend. Like we all did, all three of us. Like we took turns doing each other's.
So
like
you numbed it with the ice cube.
Yeah, numbed it with the ice.
And then you went through the pin with the string.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, seriously. Dude, is that any better than when I was younger?
The dumbest thing in the world.
Eventually, I went to like a piercing place for the eyebrow, but
that's what I eventually had to do.
You would go to the mall, and they would use this
gun.
Teenager would use a gun in the middle of the mall, like right across the street from from Orange Julius. Like
that's true.
That was not. Trust me, that was not any more hygienic than what you did.
Not much different.
At least they were your friends. This was a stranger. All right. Yeah. It is the 1 year anniversary of the WIP Afternoon Show. Today we're asking you to grade us so far, and we are taking constructive criticism. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, as Corey mentioned, a Philadelphia athlete appears on a very, very prestigious big list. We will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Say hi, Dick, yes, you're rolling hip-hop. Say J-Roll, yes, you're rolling hip-hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip-hop. Say Black Soul, come to rocket gun. From the first to the last. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 1 year anniversary of the WIP Afternoon Show as we are asking you to grade us. I will grade Jack's knowledge of what that song was. Jack, who was that artist?
Well, I know it's Black Star. Okay. I've known nothing about Black Star. It is a seltzer return that I took from his folder.
Okay.
I was getting ready to say, like, yeah, I didn't think So
Black Star is Mos Def and Talib Kweli.
Yeah, I know it, but I didn't pick it up when I heard it.
Really?
I was trying to hear the voice so I could hear who was rapping.
So the chorus, he didn't get to. The chorus is 1, 2, 3 is Mos Def and Talib. You probably recognize the chorus.
Yes.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What grade would you give the WIP Afternoon Show 1 year in? The options, A, B, C, and F. Jack skips the D because we can only put four options, I believe, on Twitter.
Yeah, we would never skip the D on this
never
show.
Skip the D. So, Ike, what do you think?
It's called a big dose of D.
Ike, what do you think the poll is at? A, B, C, D, A, B, C, F. Four options on
B.
The Twitter poll. B?
B is probably the strongest.
And what do you want to give a percentage?
Out of four, I'll go with 44%.
So, you are right in that B is the biggest. 27% give a B.
Wow. That sounds pretty even across the board.
25.2% A.
Right. Okay.
22.1% C.
Okay.
And then 25.7% F.
I tell you. So one-fourth.
One-fourth.
People. Three. Yeah. Well, listen.
Look.
The right side of that. Half of the poll believes it's an A or B show.
That's what I'm taking.
That's the right side.
Which is a take, half and half.
Yeah.
You know, we want to have people arguing.
Yep.
One thing that people don't argue about at all is Brandon Graham. Remember, BG Day happening May 5th on WIP. All day long celebrating the career of one of the greatest Eagles of all time, Brandon Graham. And then that night, BG Live at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. I am told that tickets are almost sold out to BG Live. So if you're thinking about purchasing a ticket to that awesome show, just go to 94WIP.com. So another great Eagle is one Jalen Hurts. And Adam Schefter revealed today that Jalen Hurts was named by Time Magazine, or will be named by Time Magazine, as one of the 100 most influential people in the world.
Okay.
What's your reaction?
Well, that is psychotic.
Sounds about right.
That is psychotic.
Psychotic?
Yes. He's a great player. He had a great NFC Championship game and a Super Bowl. He is not influential at all. I can't think of one thing that he has influenced anybody on anything. It's not like people dress like Jalen Hurts. Little kids aren't going out there to play like Jalen Hurts.
First of all, you can't teach style.
But I'm saying if somebody's influential, like people tried to dress like Allen Iverson.
Right, I know what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not poorly dressed. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying influential is a certain thing. I could name 300 people that are more influential than Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts isn't even the most influential Eagle, I don't think. I mean, like, there are... I don't think so.
You mean Carly on the team?
Well, he doesn't say anything either. Like, what is he influencing anyone to do anything? I could probably name 100 politicians that are more influential than Jalen Hurts.
Well, I tell you.
Well, I'm being honest. I'm not saying he's not one of the 100 best athletes or anything like that. He's just not influential. People? Yeah, in the world?
Yes.
No,
well,
he's not.
In the world, okay. Listen, they may be stretching it a little bit there, but all I'm saying is, well, okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Would you not agree that the way he carries himself, the fact that he is a winner, he's classified as a winner, right? Like, and there's a sense of professionalism.
I know you're trying here.
What I'm saying is that you can look, it all depends on what are you being influenced by. So here's what I would say. There's a sense of professionalism with Jalen that is influencing to the young black males out there, right? How you carry yourself in the media, how you carry yourself as a professional, right? Like some of these things are influential. I'm not telling you he's out there changing the world,
right,
or anything from that nature. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just wondering, he's obviously one of the popular athletes right now. He just won the biggest sporting event in the world in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
As far as, and he was a Super Bowl MVP.
Yep.
He's a good-looking young man, so he's going to be on the cover of magazines and things of that nature. He's with the Jordan brand. You don't think that's having some type of influence on people?
Well, first of all, the first part you said, I hope. Yeah. I don't know that he's had that influence on young people. I have no idea, really.
Sure.
Now, that part of him, I hope. I hope. But I think
I would imagine he has.
I feel like if you are one of the most 100 most influential people in the world, I would be able to look at it and go, oh, I know what he's influenced. Like, I would see it. I would feel it. He has an influence. Look, there aren't kids going out there being like, yeah, I want to be a quarterback and throw less than every other quarterback. I mean, like, I just don't think so.
You don't think kids are saying, I want to go out and be a winner like Jalen Hurts?
Maybe some kids in Philly. But, like, is he even...
I think the Eagles are pretty... The Eagles are a very popular team.
Sure, yes.
Right?
Yep.
So I would say it's ironic because we're talking about an Eagles quarterback.
Yep.
And there's an argument to be made in some facet. And I'm not going to make everything about race, but I'm also not going to ignore the significance of having an African-American at that position that we perceive to be the most precious position in sports, the quarterback. Right.
Sure.
And for years, that's all I heard. Greatest leader, the hardest position to play. So we hold it up on a pedestal when you play quarterback.
Yes.
Randall Cunningham.
Yep.
Donovan McNabb.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Vick.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts.
Well, that's cool. It's cool that we've had a bunch of really good black quarterbacks.
Those guys influence other guys to play that. They feel like they see those guys be successful playing this position. They are inspired to play that position. That's just from a football standpoint, not even talking about a business standpoint. Seems to be good with his money, not overly flashy. Like, he's not out here trying to be a rapper, per se. Like, some of these guys that get in this position, some of them send the wrong message. I think of Ja Morant at times. Like,
100%.
Some of these guys send the wrong message being in that position. He never truly sends the wrong message.
Well, and even Vic pre-arrest,
was not
one of the guys. Like he, as far as you're like, well, you might want to emulate how he plays.
Sure.
How he carries himself, I think, is great, actually. But I don't think of him as influential at all. Maybe 10 years from now, we'll look back and we said, wow, look at the wave of things that have happened. But right now, all the things you said are true.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't think he's one of the 100 most influential people.
Do you think they're
world.
Projecting?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't read the article.
I mean, basically saying this, he's going to have this influence. Because I think last year he wouldn't have made this list.
No. Yeah, you have to win the Super Bowl.
The winning aspect of it certainly does matter.
Sure.
So moving forward, they're probably saying Jalen Hurts may be one of the most 100 influential people in the world because football is such a huge hear me out.
Yeah.
He has a huge platform. A huge platform, meaning that I don't know how many other athletes are going to be in a position where they're recognized and have the ability to influence people than being on a Super Bowl champion, being an African-American quarterback, being someone who looks good, right? Who's being someone who has a pretty much a clean record, like doesn't have any negatives attached to him. Like, he's in position to have that type of influence on people.
That part I agree with. Okay. He is in position to be. But
that's why I said, are they projecting?
His demeanor has been up until this point has not been very public at all.
Right.
Yeah,
sure, he's more private and guarded than anything.
And he's done great charity things locally, for sure. But I don't think that's how he's identified yet. He's not.
That doesn't put you on the list of the most 100 influential people.
No, we've had great
world.
We talk about that. We've had great athletes around here doing great.
Yeah. Connor's
done great.
Great stuff. Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm with you there.
All right. 215-592-9494.
I was trying to make a case.
Well, what I would say is I want to read. I don't know if the Times 100 list is like, and there's always 20 athletes. I have no idea if they break it down and say, we're not picking all politicians.
Because
you could go through.
Because it's not all athletes.
You could go through politicians and Tim Cooks, and you could go through a big list of people before you even get to athletes.
Sure.
And you could pick maybe four or five athletes that are up. That LeBron and Steph Curry and Peyton Manning and blah 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 blah.
Yep.
All right. 215-592-9494. I'm gonna influence you for a second.
Don't like gender reveals.
Well, yeah,
100 most influential people.
Well,
are you even from here?
I tell you.
All right. There's no way
reviewing the grades here.
There's no way Jack thinks that he's
I think he should be number one on the list, frankly.
I'm gonna influence you to go Gaida, like I go to Gaida. What is the past tense? Gone Gaida? I went Gaida?
Yeah, gone Gaida.
I gone Gaida.
I am having all the.
You sound like a babe. Not you sound like a babe, but when you say I gone Gaida,
I go Gaida. I go Gaida. I am replacing all the windows at my home because I went Gaida. I am my front door, our sliding rear patio door, all of them. And first of all, visiting them, and actually, you get that free in-home estimate. You learn what the difference is with the windows they make and the doors they make right there in Delaware County. This family-owned business, but they'll tell you about the benefits, but I'm going to tell you how they're going to make it easier for you. Interest-free financing, no money down, depending on the size of your project. Interest-free financing, 36 months. You could get up to 72 months of interest-free payments with your energy bills being lower, with the value of your home going up, and you just feel better in the home and you feel secure that you have gone and done it. They're also going to give you 20% off every window, 20% off every door. There are restrictions. There's a minimum purchase and financing subject to credit approval. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get that free in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. Also, you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
All right, we got to get grades. OG Wade, you're on WIP. OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG.
You ready to give some grades, Professor OG?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yes.
Listen, I created this show.
All right, there we go.
So you really did.
It's been created by me.
Yep, okay? Yep.
It's been number one. Yeah. And that's more influential than any damn thing. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, and Spike, let's be honest. I'm the reason why you brought your ass back to this, you know.
Yes, I had to keep you in line.
Nobody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I give this show an A+.
Oh, I love it.
And it's mainly because I'm on it. You know what I'm saying? So obviously, I want to, you know, promote what I do. What
yeah,
I
but
do
you're barely that, on you know? It anymore, though. That's we were talking about this yesterday. You're not. Well, you're a once a week caller now.
It's not that hot. Well, the Phillies ain't been all that hot, so I ain't got nothing to talk about.
Well, we don't want your baseball opinions anyway. Yeah, don't want that at all.
You know, because I normally call up and tell y'all to run the ball.
I know.
You're not doing that.
But do you agree that – but hold on. Do you agree that Corey's now the number one Jalen guy on the show?
Uh-oh.
Corey's my nephew. And though I would not agree to that, I would say that I'm cemented. You know, I'm like – you know, there's even not even – you can't even put me in a contest of that. I'm the standard. Like I'm the, you know, like it's my contest. Like the contest will be named after me. You know, the OG Wade, Jalen Hurts, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, no.
You know who OG was influenced by? This is the very first show I ever hosted on WIP late at night. Levi from Overbrook called.
Oh, yeah.
And Levi told me he made my dad, and if I was lucky enough, he would make me too.
Yep.
And this is the OG. It is a great playbook to be reading from, but that is the Levi playbook.
And we will go to your funeral.
Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate that. On this this hate of the influential, you know, most influential. Well, he's a top 100. They got him at that. I think he's number one. You know what I'm saying? I would say this here, Spike.
Yes.
Since you're seeking for the how is he? He's probably the reason why our children in Philadelphia School District has air conditioner in a schools. Okay. He donated $5,000. For every touchdown that he scored, you can't give me one player in all of sports that does that.
That's okay? Incorrect. So it's a great thing that he did. A lot there, OG. The number of athletes who donate money.
Name one. Give me one.
Are you kidding?
Donate money?
That donate money? Are you insane?
I did not say that. I specifically said he is the only quarterback in the history of all of sports or NFL.
He's back. There you go. This is what you wanted, Jeff.
$1,000 per touchdown.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Yes.
I didn't say donate money. money.
I have no idea if another. I have no idea if another athlete donated money per touchdown that exact amount. You're right. I have no idea.
I do.
You so do.
Okay, he's the only one. Right. He also, you know, he's also a pillar in the communities.
Mm-hmm.
He takes care of the young kids. You
Does
know
he?
What I'm saying?
Okay.
He's very, very influential in terms of his what his persona is. You know what I'm saying? How to carry yourself like a gentleman. Okay? He's also the only player that I know that has an all-women's team. That's promoting him, and that is his agents. Is his that does all of that? Stuff.
Oh, he's definitely.
He's done some groundbreaking things, and he's also
he's an advocate for women empowerment. Yep.
Yes.
You've convinced me, OG.
He's the only quarterback in NFL history that owns more Super Bowl records. There's no other quarterback that owns more Super Bowl records than Jalen Hurts.
More Super Bowl records. What records does he own?
Yes.
Well, I think he has the most rushing touchdowns of any quarterback in Super Bowl history.
Okay, all right. And you said he's the most influential person in the world.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right.
I do.
Do you want to give us?
Only because he's genuine. Okay. He's genuine. I'm saying I'm serious.
Okay. No, you're being facetious.
That type of guy. Where basically, no. Here's what I'm saying. Hear me out. Just let me land the plane. When you have a guy that is organically authentic, you got people that's like does things for cameras and all that. This guy don't do it for that.
Okay.
This is who he is. There's no persona with Jalen Hurts, and he doesn't allow you to change that. So if you don't like it, doesn't matter.
Do you want,
that's who he is.
Do you want to give us a famous accessory besides Justin?
My Jalen Hurts blazer, my
Odell. That's a good one. OG's back. Are you happy, Jack?
Not really. But I'm happy he's back on the show.
Right.
But listen, that's why we love him.
Yeah.
Happy with that take?
No, I was fine.
Yeah.
That's about what he expected.
most influential person in the world. Louis Nebraska, you're on WIP.
Fellas, happy anniversary.
Thank you, Louis.
Back from Augusta.
I will give this show a B+, and the only reason why I give this show a B+ is because I want you guys to stay hungry.
Right. That's what I want.
Okay.
Since Rory won Augusta, the Masters, where is he just going to fold and retire? No, he wants more. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So I still think you guys are the best show that I've ever been a part of, and I appreciate you guys taking my call, but I need to, you know, motivate you just like Spike does, you know, to everybody that he talks to. You know what I mean, Spike?
Does he motivate everybody?
Well, that's what I try to do. I try to bring the best out of everybody.
Can I just talk Phillies real quick?
Yeah. Big win last night.
So,
surprised we haven't brought it up yet.
so our Burgess won the Super Bowl, right? And they started out 2-2 before they had the bye week on the fifth week. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so if I get the statistics right, 162 divided by 17 is like 9.5, right?
Mm-hmm.
So technically speaking, okay, we've only really played one game of NFL football. Now I'm a turn to the specialist on the show, Ike. When you start the season, okay?
Yep.
Do you know what type of team you are, or in one or two games?
Nope.
You guys evolved during the season. So I need everybody, because I've listened to the show a couple days now. You know, Fritzy's starting to panic button before Spike can even talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, guys, we didn't even know we were going to win the Super Bowl when it was our bye week on week 5. So I need everybody to calm down, relax,
so
stay patient.
Let me ask this, though. Is that, and sort of drawing a parallel to, should we expect the Phillies to win the World Series, or you're telling me this is going to turn around? Or you're just saying, you know what, just wait it out. You never know what's going to happen.
All of the above.
You're saying we're going to win the World Series this year.
Ike, if I look at your career and I see you in your first training camp,
right?
Am I going to say Ike is never going to play another season in the NFL, right? Because I'm sure you had some growing pains to go over. So, because these guys are, we feel like they're superstars. You got a We got the best roster in baseball, or the fifth, third best roster in baseball. We still need time to grow so they can learn.
So should we not react to the losses, or like what are you saying?
I think if we do that, we are going to lose our ever-loving mind.
What type of fan base have you? How long have you been a part of this fan base?
No, I get it. I'm just trying to bring.
But you're trying to do something that's pointless, because a fan base has been a certain way for ages before you were born. So try and explain to everyone how baseball works, and it's a marathon, it's not a sprint, and because the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. What happened to the Eagles when they started off 9-0 and 10-1? Why didn't we win the Super Bowl that year?
Well, you know, some things happen.
No, because the point is, what happened with the Eagles has nothing to do with the Phillies. It's a great coping mechanism. I don't fault you for that. But you got to get off the soapbox. You got to get off the soapbox, brother, about telling people to stop worrying or panicking. We watched the collapse down the stretch, and we didn't panic. We held out faith until we got slapped in our face with reality with New York. So that's gone out the door of just wait and trust them, they'll turn it around. We did that a year ago. We did that when we watched them slowly crumbling as the season dwindled in the second half. We did that, and we kept believing in them and having the faith and, oh, we're going to turn it around. We just got to get to the postseason. And we went out meekly in four games versus the Mets. I'm not telling you the season is over with, Louis. What I am telling you is that watching baseball that's frustrating, where the players aren't hitting, they're striking out, guys not hitting in clutch situations, and telling everybody to just chill and have faith, what type of fan base do you think we are here? See, the Super Bowl has turned you this way. We won the Super Bowl, so now we're going to use the Super Bowl for everything.
We're going to talk about the 2-2 for...
Yeah, we're going to do that for everything.
We have to.
Louis.
No, we don't.
Louis, give us an accessory. Give us a famous accessory real quick.
I'm going to go on Jack with this one. I feel like Mike Tyson's black shorts.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that.
That's a good one.
The shoes, too. Yeah, yeah, either one. Yeah,
it was whole presentation.
Shoes, yeah.
By the
no
way,
socks.
By the way,
no socks.
I don't know if the WIP member wants to be identified, but did let me know. Somebody let me know. In 2017, Chris Long donated his entire salary to local charities, which was $1 million.
I think I do remember that.
And then in 2018, donated a quarter of his salary, another quarter million to Philadelphia Literacy.
I think I do remember that, yeah.
So we've had a couple. The Jalen thing is great. But
With that OG, he just threw that out.
Yeah, all right. Coming up next.
Another record for Jalen.
Coming up next.
And Louis, next time you promise to take me and Jack to Augusta.
Yeah.
I'd suggest you either have the tickets ready or don't promise us. Because the rest of your phone calls are going to be just like that last one was. It ain't going to be all that pleasant.
Until we get to Augusta.
Yep.
And then you can say whatever you want, frankly.
No, we love you, Louis.
Yeah. Coming up next.
You got to be real about the Phillies for right now. We just got to be real.
Even Fritz is real about the Phillies.
Yes.
Trying to be real.
You get excited when they play well, get pissed off when they don't
play
well.
My father, too.
All right. What?
I'm tired of that.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. It is the 1 year.
That's as bad as the Eagles won the Super
Bowl. Yes.
What's bad about it?
You and your father. I'm a father of two. You can't use that for everything.
Well, I just feel like I matured in the last year as a father of two. Okay. And I've gotten more angry. Like, you know, I've gotten more real.
I'm evolving.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to be a leader of a household.
Well, you throw out I'm a father of two for everything. Sometimes it isn't a convenient excuse for you.
That's what he does.
He's
an excuse man. Today is the 1 year anniversary of the WIP afternoon show. We're asking for your grades. And a guy coming up next who always gets an A, making his return to the WIP afternoon show. He made his return to the Phillies broadcast this week. Larry Anderson joins us next
LA
to talk about the Phils. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.